call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. It's Macy here from Hungry Yoga, and I'm excited to share this interview with Pierre Colvillion. Pierre is triple certified in yoga at the 500 hour, is an Ayurveda practitioner and massage therapist. He owns Santosha Yoga School in Indianapolis and teaches retreats all across the globe. Pierre is offering a yoga and Ayurveda retreat here in Littleton, Colorado on October 7th and 8th at Ascent Therapy Clinic. This is where I teach private yoga and semi-private yoga, Pilates, and strength classes. So we are really thrilled to help Pierre host this retreat and bring his knowledge and wisdom to Littleton. I hope that this interview will give you a deeper connection to Pierre and all that he has to offer. So without further anticipation, here's Pierre. Hi, Pierre. How are you today?
Hi, Macy. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So thank you so much for being here and sharing a little bit more about yourself and the retreat coming up in October.
My pleasure.
I'd love to start out this call with something you have done with me before on our calls, which is just a simple grounding exercise to help everyone settle in and land here right now.
Sure. So this exercise comes from Paramahansa Yogananda, who is the great yogi that came in the 1920s and traveled extensively across North America, actually around the world, really stationed here in the United States. So wherever you are out there listening, this is called Double Breath with Tension. Twice in the nose and tense all your muscles. And then twice out the mouth and relax. Again, twice in the nose, sense everything, and withdraw your senses inward. So the eyes turn in, the ears withdraw inward. And then out the mouth twice, and consciously relax, relax, relax. Last time, double breath in, and become active, all the muscles, everything tight to the bone and tight to your core, and senses withdraw in. Keep the senses in as you exhale twice through the mouth. Relax, 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 relax. And then wherever you are, if you'd like, you can respond to the short chant in Sanskrit. Macy, you'll stand in for everyone here, okay?
Okay.
Asatoma.
Asatoma.
Sat. Gamaya. Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotir Gamaya.
Jyotir Gamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritam Gamaya.
Amritai Amaya.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
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 Shantihi. So well done, Macy. We're having a little break up there, so did great.
Yeah.
The chant means, lead me to what is from delusion, lead me to the light from the dull, and lead me to the nectar from the poison. So it's a popular invocation that's been sung by many Westerners now. Sanskrit's a really simple language. Sat means what is. Asat means not what is. So each of us wants to be more present and be with what is and not live in delusion. Tamas means the dull quality. And jyoti means the light. Each of us wants to feel more luminous and sparkly and not in the downward spiral of dullness.
Yeah.
And then mrita means death. Amrita means not death. So amrita is the nectar of immortality, me feeling connected to the eternal part of myself. Mrita is when I'm stuck in survival mind and, you know, caught up around death. And Shanti means peace. We generally chant it three times, once for the physical plane, once for that bioelectric astral plane that we feel connected to, And once for that causal plane, the unseen hand that each of us gets glimpses of, feeling connected to God as I understand God. So happy to be with you, Macy. And it's useful to chant, even those of you that don't perhaps find yourself inclined toward chanting, it's impossible for the mind to be split when chanting. So chanting in English is fine, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
An auspicious way to begin things. Yeah.
Yeah.
What questions do you have for me?
Well, I'd like to start out with you just telling us a little bit more about your life journey and how you got where you are today.
Sure. Lots of answers could come to that question. The simplest version, I'm 45. I'm an American. I have a French name. My father's from Louisiana, where they spoke French first and English second. I'm married to a woman from South India. She's a Telugu woman, speaks Telugu. And together we're forming a path forward, choosing to share the Vedic tradition, the teachings of eternal truth that are encoded in Sanskrit, with as many people as we can, in a simple and loving way. At the age of 19, so 26 years ago, I quit university life at University of Notre Dame. At that point, I knew I was not looking for the same structures that I saw growing around. I was very depressed and became aware that we were killing the earth, that tribal people around the world were an endangered species. I didn't believe in the kind of progress that people seemed to be blindly following. And I wanted to know more about what was sustainable, and I wanted to know what would happen when I died. I wanted to know more about spiritual questions. So I set out in 1991 looking for teachers. I traveled most of the Western U.S., apprenticing in various modalities and getting certifications in different bodywork forms and yoga teacher trainings, and eventually settled into the lineage of Paramahansa Yogananda and a spiritual meditation path, and then into Ayurveda, the medical system for all of us around gardening, self-care. And now I do my very best to create programs for people to interact with at any level of interest. Whether it's a lay person just wanting to learn, you know, a couple hours of a bodywork technique, or, you know, a mom wanting to learn how to better care for her child who has allergies, or someone that wants to become a professional at this and is a young person and, you know, sincerely wants to believe in natural health care as a possibility for a career. So my school is credit-based. It's not really my school, but you know, I'm doing the best to do my teacher's work. And we're developing something along the lines of a four-year university outside of the bounds of traditional universities and around the dominant money around healthcare, so that people can learn to become a very professional yoga teacher, a very professional massage therapist, and a very professional Ayurveda healthcare practitioner. As these fields grow and become more integrated into our more dominant paradigm here in the West, we also are growing as a school and offering retreats more and more worldwide. And since my wife is from India, more and more of that school will include time in India. So I think that's a pretty long introduction to me.
That was great. Thanks for sharing your story. So let's talk a little bit more about the retreat that you're going to be offering here in Littleton, the Yoga and Ayurveda Colorado Retreat. It's going to be October 7th and 8th, and we're doing two half days, so 8 to noon. What's all going to be offered at this retreat?
So it's going to be a really nice introduction into a basic all-levels yoga class. And then a slightly more athletic yoga class the second day. Both days we'll have interiorizing techniques using breath as a gateway to meditation, and we teach breathing techniques according to body type. So more vigorous techniques help people that are trying to lose weight, and more sense withdrawal techniques to help people that are more sensitive. So the weekend is really just a first chance to meet me and to experience these classes. It's going to be on Saturday and Sunday morning. We'll be done by noon so people can get a taste of it, get an experience, and see if they enjoy the practices. After which we have videos up on the YouTube channel, And also, perhaps most importantly for me, the school is looking to expand into Colorado. And I have a brother and sister there. I have some students there. So it's kind of like beginning the gardening process to get something planted and growing in Colorado. So in addition to those practice classes, we'll also have a more theory-based class, which is still participatory, around yoga, posture alignment and modifications and assisting, and also around Ayurveda self-care skills. And if you're not familiar with Ayurveda, it's really the home of all medicine, but you would be familiar with things like brushing your teeth or using a neti pot or perhaps doing oil massage by body type, that certain foods are good for certain body types, certain herbs good for body types. So all of that Ayurveda has known for hundreds and hundreds of generations. And there's kind of that accumulated wisdom of knowing how to garden humans that Ayurveda has stored and presents to us. So that's the weekend, 8 to 12, Saturday and Sunday. It'll be fun and short, and you'll be able to have an enjoyable afternoon and evening with your people.
Awesome. Yeah, so each day is set up. We're doing the yoga asana at the very beginning of the day, and then a breathing flow, like our basic pranayama. And then the first day will be yoga posture alignment and talking a little bit about yoga philosophy. And then the Sunday workshop is more about the Ayurveda self-care and diet. So how would you say that all of these things, how is this going to benefit the students that decide to commit to this experience?
Well, I think it's useful for people of all persuasions to learn techniques around self-care. And so even if someone's totally new to these practices, that's, you're more than welcome. Everything I designed is very accessible to beginners. So I think everyone is interested in feeling better. Maybe not everyone, but most people are. And these, as wellness is the popular word in Western medicine, Ayurveda and yoga are really the home of wellness-based medicine. So anyone really, I can think, would be excited to come. And then, people that are more experienced are trying to find, more established and learned voices to learn from. And what I think is unique about what I present growing fairly thorough and well-populated field around natural healthcare, certainly Colorado, is I offer really a breadth of knowledge that unites several different modalities, Ayurveda, yoga, and then the treatment protocol from different massage forms. And then I make it really accessible to people that want to then teach that information. So I give people structures. Yoga teacher training is not a thorough enough education. It's often done in 3 weeks or in 8 weekends now. So people aren't getting a thorough education in how to actually train people and work with people over years and decades, and how to work with different body types and different age groups. And that's something that I not only have been doing, but also training yoga teachers for a long time at over 100 schools. So what I know that what I do works. I know that what I do is simple to learn, and it's effective for people that are new to yoga or even people that have been teaching yoga for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you could say for the beginner in mind? Because I have a lot of students that are beginners that are just a little nervous about it because it's so new.
Well, I mean, newness and anxiety, I think we each face that when we're trying something in life. And the life itself is interested in growing and expanding. And I think that each of us has a bit of our own process to overcome as we seek new things. So, all I can really share about it is just my heartfelt, appreciation for people that are willing to try new things. And then, the sincerity of the search. And then for each person to trust their discerner. It's useful to to go out and try new things and to, you know, have a discretionary attitude. And at the same time, when there's something that seems to be appealing and speaking to a long-held need, then just go ahead and go for it. Yogananda said frequently, it's good, all good to go and try drinking from a bunch of different wells. When you find one where you find really good water, stay there and drink. I think that's what each of us is doing in life. You know, especially in the West, we have the potential to try all different kinds of things. There's nothing new about the efficacy of yoga or Ayurveda. These are generations proved technology. So when it comes to yoga, the important thing is finding a class where the movement that's being done is at a pace that you can do and where the kinds of movements are at a capacity that your body can actually do. So pace and then movement capacity. And any yoga teacher of any sincere level of experience is going to be able to present to a person a meaningful protocol around yoga postures that are doable for anyone, even someone in a wheelchair or even someone that doesn't have arms and legs. Like, moving the body with the breath is something that can be accommodated to anyone that's still alive. And even if a person can't move, we can work with their breath. So I can promise anyone out there that's new and feeling shy that not only have you found the right kind of class to try, but I think that you'll find it enriching and simple enough to replicate on your own afterwards. And we have videos to sort of help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So no matter who you are, you're a beginner, a yoga teacher, this retreat is going to be accessible for you. Pierre, what type of transformation do you expect your students to have walking away from this retreat?
No, I try not to have expectations. What I'm open to and what I frequently have happen is that people find, after working with me, even for a short time, that things are better organized in their psyche. And also there's like oftentimes a spark or an illumination, a certain hopefulness, has found a reason to believe. And that's important. If I can help any of you out there to believe in some possibility for greater awareness and greater health, and that you yourself can garden yourself better, and that you yourself can also feel a greater connection to all that is, or a greater connection to nature, or a greater connection to God, whatever that is for you, then I know I've done my job. And frequently that's what students share with me as feedback, is that in a short amount of time, the information around yoga or Ayurveda is clearer and more simple for them to understand. And then the classes, I think, are just fun. So
yeah,
I think people will feel better. People will feel better.
Yeah.
My family comes to yoga, and some of my family members will probably be there. It's overlapping with a family vacation. And, you know, like most families that I know, people have, this expectancy around a family gathering, and yet frequently as people get older, it's like family gatherings can be, you know, intense, and, people can stay up too late or drink too much or eat too much or something like that, and then people don't feel that good, and then they're around the same people where they were trying to kind of learn how to be a person, and so the patterning is replicated. It can become uncomfortable quickly. So, I mean, doing yoga or doing something positive with family members is really important. Even just going for a walk outside with a family member during a family gathering is important. And so that's going to be coinciding for my very family. So mm-hmm. I think you all, anyone out there that wants to come, bring a friend, and I think that you'll feel good afterwards and enjoy each other's company more. Really, yoga, spiritual life, Ayurveda, it's not so much that we get something out of them. It's that we get rid of the crap that was in the way of us feeling good in the first place.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, awesome. So
to wrap up this call, I just want to tell everyone where to find out more details on this retreat and how to sign up. You can go to santosha-school.com, and they have a tab under retreat. So there's a tab retreats, and then you can just go Colorado, October 2017. You'll see there's a red button, and that's where you can click to sign up for the retreat. We have an early bird pricing of $89 for, this is 8 hours of tuition of yoga, so it's a really affordable price for the early bird, and that's September 1st. So after September 1st, the price will go up to $120. Santosha also has some free resources that you can go to. Their other tab is online EDU, and then you click on free courses. And if you click there, they have a whole bunch of different resources on Ayurveda and breathing techniques and philosophy and yoga, a lot of things that we're going to be going over in the retreat. So that can give you a little taste of what will be offered. So I will make sure and attach all those links to this audio and make sure everyone has connections to that. And thank you, Pierre, and thank you for everyone who's listening. We hope to see you in October at the Yoga and Ayurveda Retreat in Littleton, Colorado. Namaste.